This is Rebecca Jernigan, your tour guide into discoveries, coming to you live simulcast from the heart of America to around the globe via the World Wide Web, terrestrial radio, satellite, and podcast. Let's journey together into the realms of the unknown to the known in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. All right, I am here in the studio in the heart of America, Kansas City, broadcasting live and heard on the Journeys with Rebecca Radio Network and all of my great affiliates of the Journeys family. Welcome to the two-hour live format of Journeys with Rebecca. And what an energetic show this is going to be tonight. But first of all, a big welcome to all of the affiliates of Journeys with Rebecca Radio Network. Please check them out and more. Go to my website, JourneysWithRebecca.com, and thank you for tuning in. Now, you know, to keep up with all the changes going on, be sure to read the Journeys News section for the latest and most up-to-date changes and events going on. And a new feature introduced to Journeys with Rebecca is the live chat feature. You can access that right from the front page. There's some very cool stuff there. Now, the only thing is that I ask that you keep in mind that this feature is used to interact with other listeners of the show and to connect more people in a very positive way. So please respect the rules of the chat feature. Now, welcome to our newest sponsor, American Association of Professional Psychics, also to Fate Magazine, Universal Learning Series, and PerfectlyOrganic.net. Now, my guest is Athena. She is a wingmaker. So what is a wingmaker? Well, you'll have that question answered and more in tonight's show, because we'll also be talking about SER, Spirit Energy Release, what it is, how it is applied, why, and for who. And in the second hour, we will be taking your comments and your questions in various formats. You can email me, Rebecca, or mailbag at Rebecca with Journey. I'll get it out here, guys. Mailbag at JourneysWithRebecca.com, or you can IM me from Yahoo. That ID is Journeys with Rebecca. It's all one word. And, of course, the chat room. And I will try to get on and look at it if I can during the show so we can answer those questions for you. And, of course, time permitting, later in the show, we will be giving out the phone number as well. So let's journey together. Stay with us.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
All right, welcome back. And again, tonight's subject is going to be wingmakers and SER, that spirit energy release. And we have with us today Athena, who is a wingmaker. And welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for inviting me on.
This is just absolutely going to be a fabulous show.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be a real eye-opener for a lot of people.
I agree. Yeah. And then we have to let everyone know, Athena, that you and I actually know each other, I would say, fairly well.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of work with each other in the past, and we're going to kind of get in into that just a little bit more as time goes on during the course of this show. But, you know, one of the things that's come across is that people really want to know what a wingmaker is. So I think we should probably start from the very beginning, especially for all of those who are unfamiliar with the topic and the information of a wingmaker. So I'm going to kind of let you run with that part of it for a little bit, and we'll go from there.
Well, thank you. Well, wingmakers are from the universe, and they have come in to our world, and they actually are responsible for the consciousness of the universe. And since they are currently here on the Earth plane, they are the facilitators to help during the Earth's ascension processes, and for which we will be moving into the 5D. And
well, let's explain 5D means five dimension for those who don't.
It's the fifth dimension.
Right
now,
for those
currently,
who don't understand.
The Earth is in the third dimension.
Right.
And it's going through an evolutionary process, moving into the 5D, which is the fifth dimension. And the date for this would be in December 2012.
And that's the date that everyone is, you know, that's the big buzz anymore. Athena is the 2012 date, what it is and what it isn't, and all of that that stuff that's going on. And we're, I think with some of the information that we're sharing tonight, it's really going to help people more understand what the transitional point is from now to that point. What can people do? What can they have for a better understanding? What is this information going to help to bring to them? Because it really is much bigger than just you and I. This is really about all of the Earth and beyond, this information that we're going to be sharing tonight. Even though it's applied here in what we call the third dimension, it's going to affect, it has a ripple effect through the cosmos, as it were.
Yes, completely. I think that, for the most part, most of the light workers here on the planet have already engaged in a lot of their work, and some of the light workers have grown into higher vibrational movement, for which many wing makers from the universe have come in and started hand-picking who they wanted to work with. So I would say that there is quite a few humans that are light workers that are being asked, would you like to work on a higher dimensional plane? And that's working off the 24th dimension. But, of course, to get there, you have to bring your vibration up high enough, and you also have to do a few other things to work in the correct integrity to be able to work with wing makers. And that's pretty much what I do in the Advanced Energetics Group, is that when people do come into the group, they're not invited in. They just kind of show up.
Right. They're kind of directed there by whatever means, whether it be another person or by surfing the web or, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's kind of strange because we really don't, we don't fish out there for people to come into the group. I think they just have a knowing that they're supposed to be there. They're guided there. And they can either stay for a while, and some do leave, some stay,
yeah.
And they do grow. And that's the whole idea, is to be able to groom them into the position of becoming a wingmaker.
And if that is their path, that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody in the group is actually going to become a wingmaker, but through the process itself, they learn a great deal about themselves. They learn how to become, as you said, in a higher vibration. They learn more about how everything is really made up and how to function better. And that's the tools that are available to everyone. They're not segregated. You know, it's not because your name happens to be Athena or anyone or anything else. There are tools that by people sharing this information, that you can either pick up the tools and use them or not. And that's, I think, the most specific thing that we can also say at this time, is that the tools are available. You just have to ask the questions.
Exactly. And I have told a lot of people that basically the tools are available for you, but it's really up to you to do the work. If you decide that this is what you're all about, then by all means, stay and grow. And that's what I've actually seen happen in the group. And it's been phenomenal growth for people. Currently, there's about 45 wing makers that are in the growing stage. 20 of them in the group have already been accepted by their monads, which are the wing makers from the universe.
Okay, well, let's stop right there, because I can tell you right now there's people out there that do not understand the term monad. So we can make it real clear what that means for people.
Well, let's just call it two minds and one head. I mean, I don't know how
like
to put
that.
It any other way, but basically what happens is that, you know, humans have one soul, and it's their own soul. It walks around in their physical body, and it's the soul that comes, you know, comes in when a baby is born, and it, you know, goes through the different stages of development and, you know, eventually become an old person and you die.
But there's a lot going on in between the time of birth
yeah.
and death. That's the point. It's really about how we live our life while we're here. So,
yes,
yeah.
exactly. In fact, you know, it's really surprising because, you know, we get to a certain age and then, you know, I remember being a little girl and being spiritual, not knowing that I was spiritual, but I knew I was different. And then, you know, you grow up, you move out, you get married, and then you, you know, you live the 3D life. And then one day, you know, it just blows up in your face, and you go, well, what's this all about? And then you realize that you go back to that spiritual side of yourself to search, and then the journey begins. And the journey could take many, many years.
It can. It
yeah.
can. It really can. And it can take an entire lifetime. But, you know, we are all truly works in progress.
Yes. And the journey does continue even after you think you've gotten to the point where the mission begins.
Mm.
So it's an ongoing process, and it's an ongoing growth process that never seems to stop. It's just continual.
So why don't we share with people why the Wing Makers, and we're going to give a lot more information as the night goes on, people, too, but why are they here now? Let's reword that. I've been asked to reword that.
Uh-huh.
Why is their presence more known now than ever? How's that? I think that's a better way of saying that, the Wing Makers themselves.
Well, you know, I think there have been a few here over the last 10 years, and currently there's quite a few coming in right now. And the reason why they're coming in is that we need to have a few years before the ascension process, where the actual date where the Earth actually flips over to the new vibration. And we have to be the caretakers of the populations. I mean, basically, that's what we do. We facilitate moving people over, facilitating the processes, helping people get past the emotional healings that have to go on, because they have to release a lot of their 3D baggage, everything, to move over to this new plane of existence. And I believe that's the reason why the Wing Makers are here now, to clean up some of the bad, I call it bad energy, negative energy. Some people call it evil energy, but I'd like to just call it bad energy. And that's kind of like what I'm doing right now with a lot of people who have problems with what I call spiritual entities. And they can't seem to progress, or they get blocked, or there's something going on in their life that they just can't move on. So there are different things that Wing Makers do besides that kind of clearing. They also are healers. Some of them are warriors. There are some who are politicians. There are some who understand religion really well, and they're well-versed in it. So there's going to be quite a few different things that Wing Makers can do. And we all don't do the same thing, but several of us can do many things.
Well, and I think that's a really good place for me to interject here, is that there's a website out there called wingmakers.com. And that's where people can go and find out information about the Wing Makers, what their goal is, the information that's on that site. What we are talking, and who I'm talking with being with you tonight, Athena, is talking about your particular group that you facilitate, which is, it is a group of human beings working with the Wing Makers themselves for the purpose of listening, carrying out, understanding, raising our vibration, and doing the work in preparation for the changes that are coming forward. We're also here not only to educate ourselves and to heal ourselves, but as we go forward, we're supposed to help others, if that's what they choose to do, to facilitate that as well for them. So even though there's a website out there that's called wingmakers.com, this particular group, even though not directly associated with the wingmakers.com, we still listen to those that are presented as wingmakers on this earth plane. So I kind of want to let everyone know that, because there's been some confusion with all of this in the last couple of days since I announced that you were going to be on the show.
Mm.
So, you know, and I like the way that you talked about everyone has different gifts, and we're going to be talking about what some of those different gifts are, how they can be used, and, you know, how they're going to be applied. But we do, and I know you do, I know that you invite anyone to come and join in to the group and listen to the communications, and sit and just observe if they want for a while, and, you know, interject if they wish. They can certainly ask questions, and that information is there on my front of my website, so anybody can click on that link and they can go in and, you know, get access to the Advanced Energetics Masters of Shambhala 1024 Symbols. And we're going to come back. We've got a few questions, but we're going to kind of try to hold that off. But and we do have a few more minutes. So, but we are going to, when we come back, we're going to kind of get into more of the symbols and where those come from and what they can be used for and how they're accessed and what's the purpose of those. I think that might be a good place for us to do that.
Sure.
We're also going to, you know, field questions. We've got a lot of questions sitting out there. I can tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting here in front of me, and I'm like, okay, well, we've got a couple of hours, so, you know, we're in good shape to get all these questions answered.
Right.
But as we go along, we have about 3 or 4 minutes, I think, and I want you, if you would, though, is to explain, you work with a specific wing maker, and his name is Kej. Can you tell us, how would you like to describe that, how you work with him or who he is and how that came about in the period of time that we have before we have to take a short break?
Sure. Well, I work with a wing maker named Kej, and he came in a couple of years ago into my head. But first I was introduced to wingmakers.com by a wing maker from the 13th dimension, who gave me a little guided tour through wingmakers.com. And as many of you have seen, that site has changed quite a bit. Information's changed quite a bit. And I guess what I'm trying to say is a lot of the stuff on that site is very accurate. The storyline is not accurate, but the wingmakers are... what they are is very accurate. And I think it was very well done. It's a wonderful site. I still visit it. I went there today. I actually have some kind of energetic activity going on in my head when I look at the pictures. And I do make it a point to go on the site very often to look at all the pictures. And I try to stare at them for at least 1 or 2 minutes. Some of you go on the site and you love the music. You end up buying the music or downloading some music because that is what stimulates you. It's a trigger. And some of you do both. But for myself, that I find that I view things very well. I can look at things and it just goes right into my consciousness. So the pictures is what really stimulates what I need to access. As for the other information on the site, like the storyline with 15 and the Ancient Arrow Project, I have to say there are 7 wingmaker sites around the world. The one that they speak of on the site is really in New Mexico, in the Santa Fe area. It does exist. They all exist. All 7 of the wingmaker sites have 24 chambers. I never really thought about it before, but the 24th chamber kind of rang a bell today for me, because wingmakers reside on the 24th dimension. Dimensional plane of existence is where the Shambhala 1024 symbols are. The numbers represent 10, meaning the 10th plane of existence, and the 24 stands for the 24th dimension. So even here on Earth, we have different planes of existence, and right now they are zeroing out to 0 point, and we all reside on the 13th plane of existence in the third dimension. So I just wanted to make you understand that our next evolutionary leap will be to the fifth dimension. And again, it is coming in 2012, so we have to be ready for it.
And you know what? I think this is a good place for us to leave for just a moment and take a break. But when we come back, we're going to pick some more of this back up, and we're going to continue on with this conversation. You guys do not go away. You're not going to miss a thing. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan. You know, sometimes my schedule does not always allow for me to get to all the inquiries to have a reading. And sometimes I just can't get to everyone as quick as they would need answers. Well, now I have a solution. I am teaming up with my colleagues at the American Association of Professional Psychics. They are there 7 days a week with a very special group of experienced professional psychics. And they have been offering quality psychic readings by phone since 1989. You know, I also know that by using American Association of Professional Psychics, you can be sure the psychic you connect with has been tested and certified for ethics, professionalism, and proven psychic ability. So call now or anytime, 1-800-717-7887. It's still just $3.99 per minute using a major credit card or debit card. But it does get better. Here's a special offer. If you purchase time for a psychic reading from their website, you'll get a 50% discount. Go to CertifiedPsychics.com. Take advantage of the savings. Readings are regularly $3.99 per minute. Why not get 50% off? And that web address is CertifiedPsychics.com, or just click on the banner from my front page. So go ahead, call today, 1-800-717-7887, American Association of Professional Psychics.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now, 800-728-2730. Or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hello, I'm Jane Goodall, only half of the world's forests and wetlands that existed at the start of the 20th century still exist today. We must do a far better job of protecting wildlife habitats, or environmental chaos awaits those who follow us. If you own land you want kept safe forever, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. 1-800-729-SAVE.
More than talk, it's entertaining insight and discoveries. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
All right, welcome back. We're here with Athena, Wingmaker, and of course her entire entourage is here with us as well.
Yay, Wingmakers.
I love it. It's wonderful. And I'm talking about those in human form and non-human form. It's really wonderful. It really is. As we left off, and you did it, by the way, thank you so much for explaining all that. That was a very... very succinct way of putting what was going on and how things are actually working as we prepare for the shift in consciousness, and truly really that's what it's all about. And, you know, we're going to get into some things here that are, you know, that's either going to resonate or not resonate with people. But as we talk about shifting into consciousness, a lot of people have really come to look at this whole 2012 thing as a very frightening thing, and it shouldn't be. Because we, as individual people, are going to have some opportunities here to, the changes will happen, but it depends on what level they will happen for many people. And it's time for us to, I guess, come to take our power back, and that means by remembering who we really are.
Yeah.
And that's the purpose of the Wingmakers, is to help us and assist us and facilitate in remembering truly how powerful beings that we can be, individually and collectively. And I'm sorry, it was my dog there. He had something to say for just a minute. So I apologize to you all for that. Anyway, so as we're going through these processes, we are being assisted and we are being reminded that we are much more than what we are giving. We are much more than what we allow ourselves for some people to be. And the point behind having you on here tonight and others like you sharing information is to do that, is to give the information that is so necessary for each and every one of us to be a part of this shift in consciousness, by helping this third dimensional earth plane ease through it as opposed to be catapulted through it. It'll make a big difference. So as we're sitting here, you know, I know that you talked about Kej a little bit. Well, perhaps you can also talk a little bit about Kej, who is your wingmaker, of kind of maybe what are some of the homework things that you're having to do? What are some of the things that he is instructing you as far as what's important for people to know about?
Well, one of the most important things that I think that a lot of people don't realize they have is power. And people have to take their power back. And it seems that one of my responsibilities is to help people remove the obstacles that are holding them back from being who they truly are. There are many wingmakers in the group who have been held back, but have already signed contracts in this lifetime to become wingmakers. It's already been written in the stars, so to speak, and it's been very difficult for them. But what they don't realize is that free will in the universe, it's a universal law, and people need to take their power back and say, I want free will to be able to become who I'm supposed to be. I usually just work with people who are moving into their wingmaker status, but now I'm moving on the journey into the mission. And one of the things that I have realized, even with members of my advanced energetics group, is that many of them are being pulled back so they can't progress into becoming who they are. The wingmakers are very powerful beings, and therefore the humans who are able to work as a wingmaker with their monads, that's the other wingmaker from the universe, who comes into contact with you, into your beingness, and changes you into this all-powerful being. Now, that might sound kind of ridiculous to some people, but when I go out and do the work I have to do to save a person from killing themselves, or save a person who's had a miserable life because an entity has grasped onto them with their nails and won't let go, when you get into the position that you're able to do your mission, and in my case, I'm doing what you call exorcisms, but in the new language and in the new world, it is called spiritual entity removal, and it is only removal of bad entities or those that have caused major damage in this 3D earth plane over many thousands of years. Now, you may not think that some of these entities can live that long, but they can. And I'll get to that in a minute, because one of the people that I have worked with for a couple of years now has sent in a questionnaire, so I might as well start with that, because the questions that Sherelle has asked really surround what spiritual entity removal is all about. And there's quite a few of you in the group that have gone through this process. One of her questions to me was, what are these entities and where did they come from? Well, there are several different kinds, and I will tell you that they cause severe psychic attacks on the general population. They really go after spiritual people, because spiritual people who have awakened or are enlightened have a tendency to have higher vibrations. And as they grow, their vibrations grow. And these entities feed off these people. So to start with, we have renegades that come in negative and positive. And these live in the mind. They're the ones that do all the chattering. They are also the ones that can put pain into your body and make it feel worse than what it really is. And there's a couple of people in the group have gone through this. I know one person who almost lost her life. So by being able to remove these entities, these people are able to move on and progress as moving along in their wingmaker journey to become who they are. And in many ways, even though that they could have released these a lot sooner, you can't release something if you don't know what it is. So in the Advanced Energetics group, it is a training group. We take beginners, and we have, like, senior people in there, people who have been around the spiritual merry-go-round for years. But these people really do know their stuff. And then I have people who come into the group, and they're kind of new. And they do not know what these things are. So it's quite an education. We do invite everyone in who wants to come in, but we do ask for you to read through several months of information so as to not ask questions that, not that they're redundant, but the information is there to access if you would take the time to read it. So basically what I'm saying is that I do spiritual entity removal right now. That is like my major, major job. I do emotional healing. I can do psychiatric work on people hundreds of miles away. I can put them back to normal. Sometimes it takes months, and sometimes I can do it in just a couple of days. But I am able to do it. I don't call myself a psychiatrist. I don't even know I'm doing it. I am just told that whatever I've done, it has worked. People come to me just from, I don't even advertise. They just show up out of the woodwork. But basically, what I have to do is clean up a lot of messes that are caused by these entities that get courted into several people. And it could be just two people, and it can be as many as 100. And I guess to explain it a little better, Rebecca had an incident, and this is one of the ways that I've actually started working with her. If you wanted to explain a little bit, Rebecca, about what happened to you.
Well, you know, yes, I was actually working with a group, an individual group, and it was quite spiritual work, and it was some pretty intense exchange of energy. And of course, you know, when you have an exchange of energy, Athena, as you well know, it means that both parties are opened to receiving and giving to and from each other. That's kind of an unspoken agreement. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes.
Okay, so you're in that space, and you're sharing this great spiritual information. And what happened was, to make a very long story short, was that it really did appear out of the blue. However, I will tell you that a few days before it became truly not so good was I kept making the statement, I feel like I'm in a slow motion train wreck. That's what I kept thinking and feeling. And, you know, I'm a pretty highly developed spiritual person. I'm not the highest. I'm not over here being ego at all, but I'm pretty well trained. I've been doing it since I've been 4 years old. And all I could tell you was that something was majorly wrong, but I could not, for the life of me, find what, you know, where to start. I just absolutely couldn't seem to find where it was coming from or who it was coming from. And this group that I was working with, the communications became extraordinarily negative in nature. I mean, it was like from one hat to another. It's like from Jekyll to Hyde in communication. It got to be so bad with this communication that I literally went into, I call it a shutdown mode. The shutdown mode is put into place for protection. It's a way that a person protects themselves etherically or psychically, however you want to say, because they're not able to, in the human form, I wasn't able to figure it out. It was like all blocks had been put up in place. It was not a really pleasant experience. However, working with the guides that I do, they reached out to people like you, and you stepped in, and you were able to see what I could not see for myself. And, of course, you know, I understand why that had to happen, because that's what put us on the path of what we're doing. So, I mean, yeah. You know, it makes perfect sense now. It was terrible for the week, that entire week that I spent. But had it have not been for me being connected to the guides and my guides reaching out to you, then, you know, this might have had a whole different ending to the whole thing. But it really was, for an entire week of my life, it was really, and it had been building. It had been building, but I couldn't, you know, you couldn't put your finger on it. You just, you know, I couldn't put my finger on it. So, you know, these are things that, and when these things happen, when these and this was a psychic attack, or some people call it spell casting. It's a little bit of both, actually. When these things happen, it happens not because that human being decided that this is what they were going to do, but rather they were being manipulated by those darker energies, if you will, that kind of manipulated the human being into this false sense of indignation or whatever was going on in the moment, and it escalated from there, because, as you state, the people that are enlightened on this earth plane, they can be attacked. They are actually attacked quite a bit, because the point is they don't want you to be awakened. They don't want you to do the work. You know, truly, this is a point in time where we have to remove the negative energies. We have to stand up and empower ourselves. It's not to create drama or to create that negative, you know, energies to come to us. It is learning how to decipher and really to identify them, so that we can go forward, so that we can become healthier emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, psychically, all of that, so that we can raise our vibration, so that we are not going to be put in this place of lower vibration anymore. So it was quite an astounding journey that I took personally. I don't recommend it for anyone, but but, you know, it really was part of the whole, now I understand what I'm supposed to be doing. I've done this for people all my life, and you've done this for people all your life. It's just now that the focus, I think, is very different, because we actually know exactly what it is that we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. And the other thing is having an understanding of what these entities really are. Psychic attacks can be come on in many different aspects. The renegades, I find, are the worst. They're lightweights, but they are really, really bad. And the negative ones were the ones that I first came into contact with and found a way to be able to zap them out of existence. So they taught me how to do that, and I'm teaching other wing makers in the group how to use this ability. And you also, Rebecca, are able to do this kind of zapping with the mind. We train our minds to be able to blow them up. They seem to disappear.
And you know what? I think this is a good place for us to stop and take a short break, because when we come back, I want to get into the renegades, the positives, the negatives, and the whole point behind what you do when you find them. You guys stay with us. We got lots more to come.
To check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com.
First day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's gotta be big. It's gotta be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together. To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
All right, welcome back. We are here with Athena Wingmaker, and we've been talking about renegades, and you started talking about the negative renegades and what some of those things can do. So I'm going to let you kind of pick it up, if you will, Athena, and kind of go from there.
Well, I'm starting off with the renegades because they were the first ones that we kind of picked up on that were doing major amounts of damage. The renegades actually came in from the universe, and they came in through rips and tears in the etheric fabric of the Earth's atmosphere. And this all really started happening right around the times when they did the nuclear atomic explosions. And every time they had these explosions, it would cause more rips and tears. And even though you can't see it, just think of it as back doors to computers where viruses or things come in, or people come in and break into your computer. These things come in through the tears, and they're kind of hidden. And obviously, we can't really see them. Well, some of us can. But basically what I'm trying to say is that humans are not aware that this is going on in their backyards. And sensitives are, though. There are many people who are sensitive, and they see this stuff going on, and they go, what is it? So anyway, they're portals, and I call them illegal portals. And they're sort of like they just come in. Well, just so that you know, there's about 850,000 negative entity renegades running around on the planet. And all they are is energy, and they can go into people's heads, and I call them cosmic cooties. Because they jump from one head to another, and they basically mind bend. They talk people into doing things they wouldn't ordinarily do. Now, they're not as bad as the positive ones, but I wanted to get to the negative ones first because there's more of them. And they are what you call less harmless than those of the positives, but they basically live off the negative energy of people's minds. So if you're unhappy and you're in pain and you're always thinking bad things, you might think that you need to have your head cleaned out, because these things come right for you. And unfortunately, if you're walking in the grocery store and you're buying goodies, other people have them in their heads. They'll jump from their head to your head. So I think it's really kind of a hard thing to explain, but basically, if you get in a really bad mood all of a sudden for no reason at all, you can almost count that you've got a negative entity renegade running around in your brain. And the more you get angry, the more they love chewing off your brain. So anyway, like I said, they do jump. They stay, they leave, they stay, they leave. But it's really hard to get rid of them. Your family members will get them, too. It's called sharing the love, but they're there.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then you go to the positive ones. And they're not necessarily after negative thoughts. They're after causing you to do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. And I would say that these probably will hang around you the longest, and they can come and go, and they usually return. They usually like to plant seeds in your minds and then later on come back and do more details in your head. But they're very elusive. They don't necessarily, like I said, put negative thoughts in your mind, but they are responsible for some of the illnesses people have that doctors can't seem to solve when you go to the doctors. It's interesting. They can also be behind some major pain in your body that ordinarily wouldn't be there. And if you get sciatic pain or things that come out of the blue that you never had before and then it disappears, that's a good indicator that it, when it comes and goes, that's what these positive entities do. They come and go. So anyway, that's just the basic entities that come in from the universe.
Okay, so let's also talk about that for just a second, because we're going to run out of time here in this segment, and we'll be back in the next hour. We're going to also be taking your phone calls and stuff. Caller that just called in, you have to wait until the next segment because I'd have to leave you on hold. So you can try your call back if you want to listen after we come back from this segment after the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
But let's also, I kind of wanted to share with people, you know, if and you said that really well. It's like all of a sudden you just have a really, you know, you were having a really good day and then all of a sudden you just get angry or you're upset or you feel an emotional outburst. This is an indication that something's not right. And in the case of your family members, when you look at your family members and their behavior is just not right for them. You just know that they're not acting in their normal way and there's something that just seems to be off and you can't figure it out. There's reasons for it. There truly is. And again, I am not playing up drama or anything like that here. This is really what we are all made of, energy, and so energy feeds off energy, whether it be negative or positive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just like as we go into a room, you can feel the energy in a room, and that would be the mood of the people. You know, if it's somber or if everyone's happy or laughing or if it seems to be an angry mob, you can feel that. That is pure energy. So you can pretty well tell, and for people who are energy sensitive, if you're experiencing physical ailments or illnesses that just kind of defy your lifestyle and you don't understand, so it might be something worth for people to look into. There's a lot of energies that are old on this earth. There's a lot of newer energies, as you explained, that came in after the nuclear explosions that started. There's a lot of things that are going on. And the point is that there is information, there's help out there to make your environment, make your home life, make yourself better and empower yourself and not give in to fear or to ego, as the case may be, but really is to, you know, take a look at the characteristics of those around you. And if you sense a change, then there probably is one. And is this a good time for me to tell the story about my family?
Well, I would love to, except for one thing. At the top of the hour, we do have to go into questions, and I just want to mention one thing about those negative energies, negative renegades. If anyone thinks that they have them, there is something that you can do that isn't well known out there in the crystal world, and you can get a brutalated quartz, a small one. It could be the size of a dime. I usually ask people to get one the size of a quarter and tape it to the back of your neck and wear it between 10 and 20 days. If you really feel that you're being attacked or your mind is always angry or running wild or something bizarre happening, the negative renegades will stay away from you. Actually, what happens is you neutralize them. And if you wear that crystal for like 20 days, they'll never come back, or they just can't operate through your body. So, and I also suggest that you keep the crystal around in case you feel an attack coming on again. And you put it on the small of your neck, just below your skull. We call that the mouth of God. And that's a good place to tape it on with a Band-Aid, and don't worry about what people think. I think your frame of mind is probably more important than what people think.
Yeah,
but
really.
But it really does work, and we call it the RQ method. You wear it for 8 hours during the day.
And, you know, I think that's another good point, is that there's so many natural things that the ancients, as it were, used to do all the time. And, you know, that knowledge and that empowerment is part of what we're here for, is to reuse it, to remember it, and to bring it back, because those things that are here on the earth were placed here for a reason. And this rutilated quartz, it does work miracles. It truly does. It works miracles. So yeah, I would agree with that. Now, you know, here's something that happened when one of my children. I have three children, and most of the viewers or listeners out there that have listened to me before know that, you know, I'm a mother and a grandmother. My children are now grown men. But when my child was a teenager, he went to bed one night, and he woke up the next morning, and I was getting him ready for school. I got him up, and he came up. And it was just, I mean, it just couldn't have been any more plainer than anything else that I'd ever experienced. But I looked at him, and I said, "Oh, my God, where did my child go?" I mean, it happened literally overnight when he slept. And through being a part of this group, you all helped me to help him, which was to assist him in getting rid of these dark energies that had been present for over half of his life. And I'm here to tell you that he doesn't know the work that was done on him, but I can tell you by how things have changed, that he is becoming my son again. Has
Wonderful.
Become my son. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, there is so many things that is available to people out there, Athena, that truly is. And we do want to make sure that people understand that these things can be made available. There's help. And we're not the only groups, obviously, and what works for one won't work for another. And that's the other nice thing about all of this. But, you know, these energies are present, and it's not, again, to place fear into anyone. It's simply to educate as to what's going on. So as we go through this, we're going to be coming back here in a couple of minutes. I had the time wrong, so my bad. my bad. We had a couple more minutes than I thought. We are going to be taking your phone calls. We do have some emails. And one of them, real quick, I do want to talk about, because it's a real simple one. It says, as a group, can you give healing to this country in the crazy direction that it's taking? And I would have to answer that, and I'm going to let you answer that as well. But, yes, I think that we can administer some healing to this country. And there are people in the group that are actually working on that. I guess that's a good way of saying that.
Yeah.
We all have been given very specific tasks.
Yes.
to do. And again, as you said, I loved what you said, which is that their wing makers are here that are politicians, there's musicians, there's architects, There's a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the whole gamut. I mean, anything agriculture. So, you know, that's because they're the ones that you know, were part of bringing Earth into its life. So, you know, obviously for all the ones that we have here, professions, as it were, that's what the wing makers have as well. So when we come back off of this next break, we are going to be taking some emails. That's mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. For those of you who are just tuning in, you can go to the website. It's journeyswithrebecca.com. Click on the chat. It's free. You can go in and chat with others that are listening online, and there's a lot of people online, and it's lots of fun because you can share information back and forth. And we will also be coming back and giving the phone number. We will be taking, unfortunately, it's one call at a time. And we will be taking one call at a time, and you guys are just not going to want to miss any more of this show. So stay with us. We'll be right back.